Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 12th, 2023, through Friday, June 16th, 2023. Monday, June 12th, 2023. Congressman George Santos charged with fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and false statements. George Anthony DeValder Santos, the United States Congressman representing the 3rd District of New York, is charged with 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, and 2 counts of making materially false statements to the House of Representatives. According to U.S. Attorney Breon Peace, this indictment seeks to hold Santos accountable for various alleged fraudulent schemes and brazen misrepresentations. District Attorney Donnelly stated that, at the height of the pandemic in 2020, George Santos allegedly applied for and received unemployment benefits while he was employed and running for Congress. As charged in the indictment, the defendant's alleged behaviors continued during his second run for Congress when he pocketed campaign contributions and used that money to pay down personal debts and buy designer clothing. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. IRSCI delivers cyber training, blockchain analysis tools to Ukrainian investigators. IRS Criminal Investigation and private sector partners delivered blockchain analysis tools and cyber training to Ukrainian law enforcement agencies in April and May. The training enhances existing information sharing and potential case development between Ukrainian and U.S. law enforcement agencies to target financial networks used by sanctioned Russian oligarchs who attempted to conceal their assets. As part of the partnership with Ukraine, IRSCI donated licenses for Chainalysis Reactor, a cryptocurrency investigations platform, for up to 15 users. Approximately 15 Ukrainian law enforcement officers participated in a virtual training in April. More advanced in-person training was scheduled for May 2023. The Cyber Police Department of the National Police of Ukraine, the Economic Security Bureau of Ukraine, the Department of Cyber and Information Security of the Security Services of Ukraine, and the Prosecutor General's Office of the Ukraine all participated in the training. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, June 14, 2023. Accounting manager for Everett Washington Company pleads guilty to embezzling more than $2.5 million from employers. Former accounting manager Kristen Gullery pled guilty to stealing more than $2.5 million from her employer by transferring funds to accounts Gullery set up in the names of fake companies and then routed the funds to her own bank accounts. According to the plea agreement, in April 2013, Gullery set up an account with payment processor Square that used a display name that made it appear as it was an account of a commercial shipping company. Between 2014 and 2019, Gullery secretly paid $1,695,591 to the account and then transferred the money to her own bank accounts. Gullery then made false entries in the company's books to conceal the theft. In 2019, Gullery stopped using Square for her fraud and instead used 2 PayPal accounts. She gave one of the PayPal accounts a display name similar to that of her employer. For the second account, she used the name of a shipping company with which she had no affiliation. In 2020 and 2021, she caused the transfer of $604,000 to the PayPal accounts and made false accounting entries to cover her tracks. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, June 15th, 2023. Man charged for alleged participation in $450 million coin deal investment fraud scheme involving over 10,000 victims. Brian Lee is charged by indictment with one count of conspiracy, two counts of mail fraud, one count of wire fraud, and three counts of engaging in monetary transactions in criminally derived property. According to court documents, Lee allegedly conspired with Neil Chandran and others to defraud investors in companies that Chandran controlled. The companies operated under the banner VIRSE and included Free VI Lab, Studio VI Inc., VI Delivery Inc., VI Market Inc., and Scalix USA Inc., among others. The companies were supposedly developing virtual world technologies, including their own cryptocurrency, for use in a metaverse. Chandran allegedly misled investors by falsely promising extremely high returns on the premise that his companies were about to be acquired by a consortium of wealthy buyers. Lee and Chandran allegedly misappropriated millions of dollars of investors' funds and spent it on luxury cars and real estate. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, June 16, 2023. Michigan vascular surgeon sentenced to 80 months in prison for healthcare fraud conviction and agrees to pay up to $43.419 million to resolve False Claim Act allegations. Vaso Vadali, a Michigan vascular surgeon, was sentenced on May 3rd to 80 months in prison for orchestrating a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud healthcare programs by submitting claims for the placement of vascular stents and for thrombectomies that he did not perform, and was ordered to pay $19.5 million in restitution collectively to Medicare, Medicaid, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Additionally, Gadali agreed to pay the United States up to $42,419,000 to resolve related civil allegations that his fraudulent billings to the federal health care programs violated the False Claims Act. According to the plea agreement that Gadali entered on February 8, 2022, Gadali began to knowingly defraud medical insurers, including Medicare and Medicaid, in approximately 2009. Gadali billed for the placement of multiple vascular stents in the same blood vessel and prepared medical records purporting to document the medical necessity, justifying that billing. In fact, however, Gadali did not place those stents and admitted to billing for services never rendered while preparing materially inaccurate medical records to justify the fraudulent billings. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.